on the good news. Music, please.
I got you. Let me hit mine, yeah. And we up. Are you ready? Let's go.
I was born ready, bro. Let's do this.
Here's the good news. You know, Stacey, we've been doing this feature for a while now, and we have successfully managed to almost never discuss politics. Right.
Well, I mean, listen, it's called Here's the Good News. So generally speaking, at least as far as the public is concerned, politics and good news are not, they're not besties. They're not me and Brian Adams Lang Adaming, you know what I mean?
100%. And so that's why I'm sad, because like last week we discussed Donald Trump, and you know what? We have to discuss him again.
I'm a Neil man.
He tweeted something that actually caused the rand to weaken against the dollar. Like, that's how important it was. One tweet from this man, and the price of my SoundCloud subscription went up. Now I'm not even going to give him the satisfaction of repeating what he said in the tweet, but it involved South Africa and an investigation that he's asking the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to do. Now, I went to Donald Trump's Twitter page, and you know what? Every second tweet is something that he's asking Mike Pompeo to do. Why is he telling Mike Pompeo what to do on Twitter? Don't they have like WhatsApp or like secret CIA messages in America? Why
Twitter? Well, firstly, no. But here's the mystical thing about Donald Trump, right?
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump actually has no clue how the internet works. Never mind just Twitter, just like the internet in general. So he's kind of like, he's like that auntie, you know, of yours, who doesn't get that when she writes on your wall, "Hi Neil, please get your mom to call me. I've been trying to phone her 19 times. Other people, one can see it."
Right.
But when she likes a post or shares a story, that other people can actually see it with their eyes. And that's why whenever like a newsy journalist, CNN person asks him something in reference to a tweet, he always looks so shook. He's like, "What? You can see that?" He's like on the phone to Putin, like, "They have access to my Twitter." Putin's like, "No, brah, everyone can see it."
Exactly. See it. And we all have that auntie that you're speaking about, though, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
no.
We all have that one.
Yeah, no. So he's, you know, actually, I like that. I like that reference that Donald Trump is just that auntie who always brings not only the bad trifle to every family gathering that nobody likes, but also tries to kiss you on the mouth all the time.
Oh,
he's that auntie. He's that auntie, yeah.
And she never gets that no one eats the trifle, and she keeps bringing it. But anyway. Right, now here's some actual good news for you. Yeah. Let me tell you what's happening these days. Three people have been arrested for running a daycare on hijacked property in Johannesburg. Now, sometimes you don't have to read the whole story. Like, just the headline, that's enough to get all the good news that we need, Stacey. Like, I feel like not enough people were arrested, though. Like, if you as a parent were taking your child and dropping them off every day at a daycare run by criminals, I feel like you should also go to jail.
No, but I mean, like, that's no shame. I mean, like, okay, firstly,
it's not him. Okay.
Well, in defense of the parents, it isn't like they were like, "Oh, look, yeah, daycare run by criminals. This is a great place to leave my baby." Like, no, you don't advertise that you're a criminal. You don't
call it the hijacked house daycare. All right, okay, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, but you also can't be a parent and not have basic street smarts. You must have instincts as a parent. Like, even if you didn't know they were criminals in the beginning, sure. There was clues along the way, Stace, like they only accept school fees in cash and airtime should have tipped you off. You know what I'm saying?
School excursions to the bottle store for teachers. Special medicine.
I feel attacked. Stop insulting my heritage, Stacey. My teacher needed his special medicine because he was allergic to our nonsense. But anyway.
Move on.
Let's wrap this up. Former warlord. Now, anytime you start a story with former warlord.
Yeah, now it's serious. Also got to sit up straight now. Okay, go.
Jean-Pierre Bemba, his candidacy in the Democratic Republic of Congo's upcoming presidential elections was deemed inadmissible by the country's election commission on Friday, as opposition groups cried foul. Now, the commission rejected his candidacy as a rival to DRC President Joseph Kabila on the basis that he had been convicted by the International Criminal... I don't know why someone has to explain to you, "Look here, cuz, you were convicted by the International Criminal Court."
You see, this is advertised. We know that this is a criminal. You know what I mean? It's like, it's on the record.
Yes, he had actually previously spent a year in prison, and he had been given a $348,975 fine for bribing witnesses. Now, his war crimes convictions were overturned by a court in The Hague, so he returned in August after being acquitted. Now, the good news here is obviously that his eligibility was revoked, but how's the audacity of going back to the country where you used to be a warlord and just wanting to be the president now? Like, what's your plan? Who's gonna vote for you? Imagine Jacob Zuma just starts a brand new political party and rocks up again in registration next year like nothing happened.
Hang on a second, Janelle. Firstly, this good news has been very distressing today. We are not discussing Zuma, okay? So let's just circle back to the ex-warlord.
Okay.
I want to know, right, why fine him $348,975? Why not $350,000? Just like round it up. You know what I mean? Like just like round it up. Like when you go to like Woolies or like, you know, Pick and Pay, yes. Like round it up. You know, why? Why?
Why aren't they rounding up numbers in TRC? I'll tell you why. It's probably the same reason they're not rounding up ex-warlords and sending him to jail. That is why.
And that has been the good news. Thank you, Neil Green. Have an amazing Sunday.
Only a pleasure. You as well. Bye, East Coast.
Bye. Bye. Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.